we do not know we can make our characters live until we meet them face to face, asking us about their existence or showing us a world, theirs, that if it were not for us, it would have never existed. BTA. The box under the tree. Gala and I are late. We walk fast and we are not talking until something makes a thing of the hill. Of the hill and the house. We never talk about the house on the hill. No, I know. But it was very important for a while until you decided. Why did you remember now? I interrupt my friend with another question because I don't want to talk about it. We're walking and breathing faster and faster, so we stutter. Then she answers me, speaking even faster, I think to avoid me interrupting her again. I often think about it because something tells me our experiences were put on hold and we must recover then. But you don't want to go back there, so not even talk about it, nor did you explain to me the reason that led you not to want to go back. It was so sudden that it almost scared me. Also, Gala stops suddenly, clearly because she needs to rest. And I also stop to turn to look at her while encouraging her to continue. What? Without waiting for her to answer, I keep walking, thinking that she will follow me, but I hear her in the distance that I have just put with my fast walking. Eva told me about the house yesterday. Now, I am the one who stops suddenly. And this time, I don't turn around because I need to process what she just told me. I look ahead and hear her steps towards me. This one slow, paused. Keeping the calm, I know she doesn't have. Gala always wanted us to go back to the house on the hill, or at least talk about that time in our lives. I understand her concern because it was all so sudden, but I appreciate her keeping my silence. She knows that it is for a reason that I do not want to talk about those days. I feel comfortable with Gala. I know I don't have to say anything for her to understand me, and I know she respects me as much as I do her. And what did Eva tell you? I ask, still not turning around while I feel Gala's presence since she got to my side. That she visits the house on the hill often. Without answering, I continue walking, this time in no hurry. My friend is next to me and walks beside me in silence. I know I need to talk to Eva. We're late, I say, because it is true that we're late and because I need to change the subject. We are meeting this evening with some friends for the very reason that it is Eva's birthday. I was not really in the mood to go, but now I feel the urge to get there as soon as possible and clarify why she often visits the hill, but above all, to know why she told Gala and not me. I do not trust Eva, as I do not trust knowing more about the house on the hill, just as I do not trust anything I cannot control. With Gala, it can be me. That is why I trust her a little more than the others. I do not usually trust anyone because the fear of being hurt overweighs any kind of trust I might have in anyone. With Eva, this is even worse because she has given me reason not to trust her. I do not know who Eva is, or I do, but I do not want to know. I do not want to know out of fear again. When we were little, my friend Gala and I imagined ourselves living in the house on the hill. How was the house like when it was built, when someone dwelt in it? We pictured it and stories were born. I remember many because I wrote down and then destroyed them, knowing they would come true. As a kid, I thought that everything someone created in their mind would become a reality if they did something to make it so. The only problem was that I did not know what could make dreams come true. Gala never knew and still doesn't know that I started writing stories because I found an old notebook with notes in the house on the hill, which I never showed her. She does not know that when I opened the notebook, I felt the whole world becoming something I could not define, as if reality had been transformed into a different reality, broader, with more air, with more space to breathe and time to think. I had the feeling while Gala was in the kitchen area, analyzing how the house's former inhabitants should cook and live. I was in a room where there was a shelf with papers and some books that almost did not look like so anymore. They were so old and worn out by the time that they had been there. "Come," she said to me, raising her voice from the kitchen. "Look at how many things are left to cook and keep food. Also eating and drinking utensils, many containers, I think tools or something like that. I don't know what this is exactly. Come and see." But I did not go. And today, Gala does not even know that I heard her. But I could not pay attention to what she was telling me, because I was inside that feeling that the world had become a different reality. But I didn't know if that was happening just to me. And that is when I found the notebook. That day, I started writing stories, until after some time, I put the best one in a box, the one that I wanted to see fulfilled. A story that tells the life of a very young woman who lives in the house on the hill and has the ability to remove the fears of anyone approaching her. I did not know what to do to fulfill my mind's creations, but I had to try something. I buried that box under a tree near the house as if to protect the story and leave it sleeping where it belonged. From then on, nothing was the same, and Eve showed up. And I didn't go back to the house on the hill. It was Eva who told me not to come back. Eva said that someone would hurt me if I came back. And I believe her, because I am always afraid of being hurt. And I did not dare to take that risk. I was very young and impressionable, as well as insecure. So I listened to her. I listened to someone I barely knew and never really got to know. Eva, who arrived unannounced and became someone essential in our lives without us knowing what she had come to do. "Who's going to hurt me? Why? How do you know?" I had many questions for Eva, but she did not answer any of them. She still does not answer anything I ask her. She constantly changes the subject, and she quietly leaves before I can track the conversation off. I want to think that, therefore, I do not trust her, but I know there is something else. "Do you know who bought it?" Gala asks me when we're arriving at the park where we are meeting. "I don't know. Nobody, I guess. I think nobody knew who the owners were. There was some inheritance issue that they explained to me at home, but I don't know for sure. I don't remember. I'm a little uncomfortable talking about it. Do you know if Eva turns 16 like us this year?" "What do you mean? Of course. She's our age, right?" "I don't know. Sometimes I think about whether we really know people. And with her, this feeling intensifies because she came from nowhere and entered our lives almost without explaining anything about hers to us." We arrive at the park where we are meeting. They are all here, but Eva is not. It is weird, but we do not care at first because we are excited. We talk and laugh while we wait for her to come to celebrate her birthday with us. But time passes and she does not arrive or respond to our calls and messages. "Have you got back to the house?" Gala asks me, a little apart from the bunch. I look at her and answer, puzzled because she is insisting much. No, I don't want to talk about it anymore. And my friend seems especially interested in doing so. So I answer her and hope she stops asking me. Well, years ago, I passed by one day. Everything was the same. Time dragged on the hill and even more in the house. But when I started to see from afar, I went back. Too many memories. You didn't go closer. I shake my head. Too many memories, too many dreams. My story, the box under the tree. The box under the tree. Maybe the time has come to dig it out and leave the fears behind, because Eva has not come and because I trust her less than anyone else. What do I have to pay attention to fears? And even more so when those fears are transferred by someone who has nothing to do with me, who came one day and changed everything. What right did she have? She might be correct. Going to the hill would hurt me. Now I am no longer the girl she found when she came to this place. Now I am 16 and I understand my fears better. They are still there, but at least I understand them. Well, it seems that Eva isn't coming, concludes a friend. Maybe something happened to her, another one answers. I don't know. We should stop by her house to ask, proposes the third one. While the bunch of friends decides to go to Eva's house, I turn to Gala. Do you want to go to the house? Yes, of course, we're going with them, right? I mean to the house on the hill. Gala looks at me quite amazed and excited. Please, are we really going? I want to answer, but we overhear a conversation coming from our bunch of friends that catches our attention. What do you mean you don't know? It was you who always went to the house. Let's see. What are you saying? Does anyone know where she lives? It seems not, I answer from afar. Our friends gaze where Gala and I are, but they do not pay much attention to us because they do their business. So what can we do now? Still no answer. I turn to Gala. Perhaps you're right, that the time has come to go back to the hill. We head up the hill and could not be more thrilled. Those years meant a lot to me because that is where I built myself, a self that was left unfinished and that remains the same today. We see the house from afar. It is still abandoned. Each step is an approach to myself and what it means to me to create something and live it. I think Gala is talking to me, but I don't understand her words because I get back to that feeling that the world has become a separate reality. The difference is that years ago, I did not know that it was happening only to me. And today I know it is only happening to me, here and now. We reach the tree for which the years have not passed. I start to dig a hole in the soil with my hands. I see Gala looking at me, but she continues towards the house while she tells me something I do not understand because I am not there. I cannot find the box. I look towards the house and see Gala approaching the door. Just as Gala is going to open it, the door opens and Gala remains still. There is someone inside. How can it be? It is still abandoned. I feel something. I look towards the hole I'm digging and I see the box. I am sure it was not there before, but nothing seems strange to me anymore. I look at Gala again and I do not see her. I want to open the box, but do not dare. So I pick it up and walk towards the house. The door is open. I carry the box. I am not afraid anymore because I know how to make my dreams come true. I just need to bury them under a tree or something like that will work for me. I get into the house. I call Gala. She's in the kitchen. I walk there and she smiles at me. Everything is the same, she tells me. I see you managed to open the door. Yes, I had to push a little, but I managed. Have you seen Eva? Gala looked around, surprised. Is Eva here? I smiled. I don't know. I leave Gala, thoughtful, and walk to the living room, open the box, and take out the story. Story that tells the life of a very young woman who lives in the house on the hill and has the ability to remove the fears of anyone approaching her. Fears she makes come true so that I could face them. And it was I who created that story. I read the papers, and there is Eva, opening the door of the house on the hill, talking to me in silence about fears and dwelling in the house. When you see fear, you realize that it is nothing. Barbara Telvey, author.